Americans rely on first responders and dispatchers, and we always call on them only when there's a time of crisis, I'm sorry to say. We shouldn't forget about them in the meantime, but we know that first responders is a high-stakes work, and that high-stakes work can sometimes quietly take a heavy toll. It's estimated along this line that about 30% of first responders will develop a mental health condition. It could be something like depression or PTSD, and this could occur 30% of the time at some point in their lives. Today, I'm introducing a bipartisan bill with Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. It's called the Fighting Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Act. Our legislation would establish mental health services for first responders, not only in Iowa, but across the country. Specifically, our bill would direct the Justice Department to develop treatment programs for police, fire, and emergency medical personnel who suffer from PTSD or acute stress disorders. First responders do so much to protect our fellow citizens. It's only right that in times of distress that we have their backs in return. This legislation that we call Fighting PTSD Act takes an essential step towards ensuring our nation's first responders have access to services that they need and services that they deserve.